Welcome to Wild About Utah, a Utah Public Radio production featuring contributors who share a love of nature, preservation, and education.
Every winter, many of Utah's breeding birds migrate south to avoid the cold. After the warblers, tanagers, and orioles leave each fall, we share the snowy winter with hardier residents, such as chickadees, nuthatches, and juncos. But even hardier birds breed in the far north and venture south to Utah only during the most severe winters. Many people are familiar with the high, thin calls of cedar waxwings. Less frequently heard in Utah are the slightly lower calls of their close cousins, Bohemian waxwings. Bohemian waxwings are slightly larger than cedar waxwings and a little fancier. Their wing feathers include red, yellow, black, and white, and the underside of their tails is a rich cinnamon. Both species gather by the hundreds to eat berries, so you won't miss a flock if there's one nearby. Although waxwings are songbirds, the calls you hear don't serve the same function as true songs, which advertise mate quality and defend territories. Instead, waxwings cooperate to find and feed on scattered fruit, their main winter diet. Unlike most birds, waxwings are able to smell, which may help them find their food. If waxwings eat berries that have begun to ferment over the winter months, they may become intoxicated, even though their ability to metabolize alcohol is very high. The last time Bohemian waxwings were abundant in Utah was during the winter of 2012 to 2013. If you look in a pine tree, you may see a flock of white-winged crossbills. Last abundant in Utah during the winter of 2008 to 2009, this species of finch forages on the seeds inside of conifer cones. As the name crossbill suggests, the lower part of its bill is bent to the right, and the upper part to the left, allowing crossbills to wedge open pine cone scales and lift the seeds free with their tongues. In the winter, crossbills forage in flocks of 10 to 50. They quickly assess the quality of a tree's cones, using visual and vocal cues from their flockmates, which are quiet when they're eating but chatter when they are not. When the volume of the chatter increases to a crescendo, all the crossbills in the flock know that it's time to switch to a new tree. Unlike most songbirds, crossbills can breed at any time of the year, as long as conifer seeds are abundant. When the weather gets cold, keep an eye and an ear out for Bohemian waxwings, white-winged crossbills, and other winter nomads. For Wild About Utah, I'm Andrew Durso.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, whose support of tourism, events, and recreation in Grand County promotes and protects the natural beauty for visitors from across the state of Utah. Information available online at discovermoab.com.